الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في القرآن المجيد بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم: وإذ يرفع إبراهيم القواعد من البيت وإسماعيل ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم. وقال تعالى: ومن أراد الآخرة وسعى لها سعيها وهو مؤمن فأولئك كان سعيهم مشكورا. صدق الله العظيم وبلغنا رسوله النبي الكريم ونحن على ذلك من الشاهدين والشاكرين والحمد لله رب العالمين. Respected ulama ikram, brothers and elders, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. All praise is due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Peace and salutations be upon Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. All praise and thanks is due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for once again blessing us with this beautiful and auspicious day of Jumu'ah. We remind ourselves of the words of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam when he said regarding this blessed day, خَيْرُ يَوْمٍ طَلَعَتْ عَلَيْهِ شَمْسُ يَوْمُ الْجُمُعَةِ. The best day in which the sun can rise is this blessed day of Jumu'ah. And at the same time, today being the 6th of Dhul-Qa'dah, 1439, we have entered the sacred months. We are in the 11th month of the Islamic calendar. And it was as if just a few moments ago we were enjoying the blessings and the virtues of the month of Ramadan. And here we find ourselves already 36 days past the month of Ramadan. And for those of our brothers and sisters that have embarked on the journey of Hajj already, we make dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept their pilgrimage, and may Allah grant us all a share in their du'as and in their good actions that they will carry out. And for those that are still to leave, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make their pathway easy, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept their efforts as well. And may Allah grant each and every one of us the privilege and honor at some point or the other in our lives to embark on the journey of Hajj, and may Allah make it an accepted one for each and every one of us. Respected brothers and elders, in the world that we're living in at present, nobody is oblivious of the fact of the abundance of evil and vice that has enveloped and encompassed the entire world. For a person in this era to do something that is pleasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is indeed a great challenge. But we have overcome these challenges to a great extent. There are many people through the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that are able to carry out many good deeds on a daily basis. But in Islam and as believers in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there's something that very important that we need to focus on, and that will be our topic of discussion for today. And what is that we need to focus on? As challenging as it is in this era and this world that we are living in, to do a good deed, there's a greater challenge that lies ahead of each and every one of us. Now we might be wondering, what can be a greater challenge than the fact that we are able to do something good in the midst of all the other challenges that lie around us? The challenge that lies ahead after doing a good deed is twofold. Number one, to ensure that deed is safeguarded till the day you meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And number two, the greater challenge is for us to ensure that after we have carried out the good action, that it is accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is the most important thing. Because a person can do a lot of good, but perhaps due to some reason or the other, if that action is not accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then what is the use of that good deed? How is it gonna benefit you the day you will need it the most, the day you stand before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? So today our topic of discussion will be, how can we make an effort and how can we ensure that the good deeds that we've carried out so far, or the good deeds that we will do for the remainder of our existence, will inshallah be accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We're going to look at four ways inshallah for us to try and secure our good deeds and for us to make an effort for them to inshallah be accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Everybody in some way or the other is involved in some good. Over and above the extra good that we involved in, we perform in our salah on a daily basis, we recite in Quran, we take in the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we make in zikr, we make in effort, we trying to guide somebody else, we trying to help somebody else. Everybody in their own way, some more than others, some less than others, but every single person is making some effort to increase the account of good in the year after. But now we need to also focus side by side by making sure that we've done the good deeds. Now we need to try and ensure that they are accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the first thing that we look at, the scholars say that for us to make sure or for us to make an added effort for the acceptance of our action, we need to look at something or a concept that is known as istisgharul amal. And that means for us to not consider that action that you've carried out as the finest deed that you ever did in your existence. Today the challenge that we have ahead of us is sometimes we get ahead of ourselves. We amplify the action that we had the opportunity to carry out in our minds to such an extent that perhaps sometimes the feeling might also run through our minds that, wow, I've done enough. What a good deed I've done. What a big action I've carried out. It took so much of effort on my part. We get carried away with our own effort. Whereas this is not how ideally it's supposed to be as Muslims. Istisgharul amal means that you belittle the action in your own mind. That means you've had the opportunity to really do something fantastic. Now remember, we're not speaking about what society says about your actions. We're talking about each and every one of us as individuals. What I feel about my own action. So I could have carried out a fantastic good deed that benefited thousands of people and the whole world will acknowledge my single effort that this man, mashallah, hats off to him. We acknowledge his huge contribution. Everybody is lauding his praise that he did something good. Remember, when praise comes to you from somebody else for the good that you've done, that is ajilu bushra al mu'min. That is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala giving you an advanced reward in this world. That is mercy from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But you as the individual, you're not supposed to think the world of the action. So sometimes the world that we're living in, whether people have known about it or they have not really acknowledged it, we sure to remind them, don't forget, I was the one behind it. Sometimes some good work takes place. Everybody only heard about the good work that had taken place. So people will say, mashallah, you know, something wonderful happened in that town or to that community. Some good work took place. And you'll be the first one to say, just for the record, you know, I was the one behind it. I spearheaded it. It was all my idea. It was my brainchild. I mean, if I wasn't there, it wouldn't have happened. We lord in our own praise. We making the own action big in our minds. Whereas it's supposed to be the opposite. For us to try and make an effort that action is accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we supposed to belittle that action in our own mind. Yes, you're happy and you're thankful and you're extremely grateful to Allah that He gave you the opportunity of carrying out that action. But after that, move on. Don't get stuck on it. How many people are living with the challenge of them being stuck on the one action that they maybe did 20 or 25 years ago? They stuck there. That was it. I earned my Jannah. I built my year after. I exhausted my effort. I did something amazing. And I got stuck there. No, don't get stuck there. Move on. Find something else. Belittle the action in your own mind. And believe me, it will be truly amplified before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And it will truly be magnified the day you stand before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that's the first thing. Now the second point that we're going to look at for us to make an effort for our actions to be accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is something very important also for us to focus on. And that is al-khawfu min raddil amal. That a person after doing something absolutely amazing, you were there to benefit people when they had nobody else but you. You came and saved the day. You did something brilliant. But after you've done it, al-khawfu min raddil amal. A believer is such that he has that lurking fear within his heart and within his mind. What if this was not accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? What if perhaps my intention was not 100% sincere and accurate? What if I faltered along the way? What if this action is not enough? fear that the action could not be accepted, that is something that also needs to come in our minds and in our makeup. We need to have this thought running through us. We need to have that uneasiness. We can't be, if we never had this concept of that uneasiness and that fear of the action not being accepted, then everybody would have just been happy and content with whatever little they did, and nobody would have aspired for more, because we would have been so convinced, I did one thing, that's enough, my Jannah is made. But when we have that lurking fear, what if it wasn't accepted? What if I made a mistake? What if something went wrong? Nobody knows what is the reality of any good deed that they do. Nobody knows. It is only known to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And it will only dawn upon us the reality of it the day that it's too late to do anything further. The day that you leave this world, the day that you go beneath the surface of the earth, and when your actions are presented to you, that's the only time you know the reality of everything and all things. And then you cannot go back. Look at the Quran, how many times Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us the description of the year after, and especially the day of judgment. How people will beg, رَبَّنَا فَرْجِعْنَا نَعْمَلْ صَالِحًا. Oh Allah, give us one more chance to go back for 1 second, not to do a lifetime of good deeds, just to do one good deed. Just one good deed. Oh Allah, send us back to do one virtue. That's all we want. For a split second, send us back to the dunya. But that's something that will never ever happen. Because once we leave this world, that account of deeds is closed. You cannot increase it further. Yes, it can be increased via other means of sadaqatul jariyah, and as explained by the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, of those actions that reach a person after they leave this world, and those good deeds that continue long after you've left this world. As the poet says, that mata qawmun wa ma matat fadailuhum. How many people left the world hundreds or years ago, and yet their virtue and their goodness and their excellence is as alive as ever, because of their contribution to humanity and because of the benefit that they left behind for the ummah. وَعَاشَ قَوْمٌ وَهُمْ فِي النَّاسِ أَمْوَاتٌ. And how many people are living, but it's as if they are dead to humanity, because nobody's receiving any benefit from them. So fearing the non-acceptance of our action is something that also needs to play on our mind after you do the good deed. And we need to have this concern. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَالَّذِينَ يُؤْتُونَ مَا آتَوْا. Those who give from that which they have been granted. But then Allah says, وَقُلُوبُهُمْ وَجِلَةٌ أَنَّهُمْ إِلَىٰ رَبِّهِمْ رَاجِعُونَ. Despite the fact that they spend in thousands, if not millions, in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, their hearts are still trembling. Allah says, وَقُلُوبُهُمْ وَجِلَةٌ. Their hearts are still trembling, they're still shaking, they're still scared. Why are they scared? It is explained under this verse that these are people that fasted, these are people that worshipped Allah to the best of their ability. These are people that spent till they had nothing more to spend in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But the lurking fear in their minds and in their hearts, what if it's not accepted? What if it's rejected by Allah? What if something went wrong? That is how Allah describes the believers. And remember, Allah said, إِنَّمَا يَتَقَبَّلُ اللَّهُ مِنَ الْمُتَّقِينَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepts good deeds only from those that are conscious of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that's number two. And for those who have just come in, the topic that we're discussing is that how do we ensure that the good deeds that we've done are inshallah accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Remember, the challenge of the time that we're living in is first and foremost to do something good. But as believers in Allah, we have a greater challenge. After doing that good, we need to try and make it accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through extra effort. And the first thing that we spoke about was istisgharul amal, for us to belittle that action in our own mind. Stop thinking the world of that which you are doing, because that is hampering us from further progress. Don't think much of that action. Move on. Find something else. Be eager and be enthusiastic to do as much as you can. And number two, we need to have that sort of feeling or fear within ourselves. What if the action that we've done has not been accepted? What if we faltered somewhere along the line? And number three is, we need to have hope in acceptance of that action. رَجَاءُ مِنْ قُبُولِ الْعَمَلِ. We need to have hope, and we need to beg Allah to accept that action. And when I was reading up on this topic, I came across something amazing, the verse that I recited in the beginning, the famous verse of the Quran, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, and him building the Kaaba, the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, man bana lillahi masjidan bana Allahu lahu baytan fil jannah. The one that builds a masjid, Allah will build a house for him in the year after. Allah will build a palace for that person in Jannah. The one that builds any masjid in any part of the world, if that was a general rule and a general reward for any house of Allah, imagine the reward for building the ultimate, and that is the house of Allah Himself, the Kaaba. Can there be a greater act of virtue that any human being could possibly ever carry out in their existence in this world? If to build a normal masjid, you get such a grand reward, imagine building the house of Allah Himself. The Kaaba, the most blessed piece of earth, the most blessed piece of ground on the surface of this earth. Allah says, وَإِذْ يَرْفَعُ إِبْرَاهِيمُ الْقَوَاعِدَ مِنَ الْبَيْتِ وَإِسْمَاعِيلِ. When Ibrahim alayhi salam and Ismail alayhi salam raised the foundations of the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when they built the Kaaba, what does Allah say? رَبَّنَا تَقَبَّلْ مِنَّا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ. They begged Allah, oh Allah, accept this action from us. You and I, imagine if we had some opportunity to contribute right now to the expansion that's happening in the Haram. We put up one pillar, one block, we'll be set. For us, that will be the greatest thing that we could have ever done. In fact, we'll resolve within our minds, I'm definitely sorted. I mean, I put up one pillar in Masjidul Haram. What more do I need to do in my life? No, this is Ibrahim alayhi salam. And one scholar was reciting the Quran, general tilawa, and he came across this verse and he read, وَإِذْ يَرْفَعُ إِبْرَاهِيمُ الْقَوَاعِدَ مِنَ الْبَيْتِ وَإِسْمَاعِيلِ رَبَّنَا تَقَبَّلْ مِنَّا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ. And he burst into tears. And he said, يَا خَلِيلَ الرَّحْمَنِ. He said, oh Ibrahim alayhi salam, you built Allah's house, but perhaps it seems as if you still had the doubt whether it will be accepted or not. Hence you begged Allah for forgiveness. Oh Ibrahim alayhi salam, if this was your condition, where do we stand? If you built Allah's house, yet you still had perhaps the lurking fear that I still need to ask Allah to accept the action after I did it. Where do we stand as people? Can we really be complacent? Can we really have that feeling that I did enough? Can we take it for granted that I did the action and that's it? No, definitely not. How much more worried should we be? How much more should we be begging Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that, oh Allah, it's only through your mercy that you gave me the opportunity to do that. It was not my brilliance. It was not my capability. It was not my means. Oh Allah, you gave me everything. Then you allowed me to partake of something good. Oh Allah, now that I've done it, accept it from me, oh Allah. For if it is not accepted, of what use was that effort? Of what use was that intelligence? So this is a habit that we all need to inculcate within ourselves, young and old, male and female. Teach our kids from the time they're young that don't just take it for granted that you did something good. Make sure you ask Allah to accept it. Make sure you beg Allah to accept it. And you will find that the more you beg Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for acceptance, the more closer Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bring you. The more opportunities will come your way. And the more you will increase your account of good deeds that will meet us when we stand before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So whatever we involved in, the simplest of actions that we've done, ask Allah for acceptance. And again, sometimes maybe we do it, but we do it only for the action that sometimes took a lot of effort on our part. We knew this is something big. So that's why now we'll make an added effort. Oh Allah, accept this. This was something amazing that you gave me the opportunity to do. This is something that I toiled behind and I put effort in and it took me long to achieve. Oh Allah, accept it. But don't only make dua for acceptance of the big ones. What about the small ones? Everything. You perform in salah every day. After that salah, raise your hands and say, oh Allah, accept the salah from me. You recite in Quran, when you finish, make dua, oh Allah, accept this from me. You spending on your family. Don't just take it for granted, I did a good deed, I spent on my family. Raise your hands up. Say, oh Allah, accept this from me as well. Cash in every single avenue that is possible. For whatever good you do, anything that you do that is good, make dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepts it. Allah accepted the sacrifice and the effort of Ibrahim alayhi salam of building the house of Allah, because he said, Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka antas samiul alim. O Allah, accept it from us. You are all hearing, all knowing. So we need to do the same inshallah. And then we make dua that after we have asked Allah for acceptance, we will have a little bit more confidence, or we'll be more optimistic that inshallah Allah has accepted my deed, because I did it with sincerity. I made sure I did the best that I could when I was doing it, and when I finished off, I begged Allah for acceptance. And then again, continue asking Allah for acceptance of an action, even though you did it 10 years ago. Keep making that dua. Oh Allah, whatever I've done, accept it from me. Oh Allah, I'm 60 years old. You know whatever I've done, and you've given me the opportunity to do it. Oh Allah, accept everything that I've done throughout my life. Don't make dua once and then forget about it. Continue making dua that Allah accept whatever we have done, and Allah accept us for more good. And now we move on to the last point, number 4. How do we further ensure that our deeds are accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Is that we make sure we do as much as we possibly can. Istikthaarul amal. Make sure you leave no stone unturned in terms of doing good. Never let any opportunity pass by you to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sometimes an opportunity comes our way and we don't take advantage of it, and little do you know that that opportunity is never going to come past you again. So make sure you cash in on every single avenue of good. Never let an opportunity to do good pass by you, because you never know if you're going to get the opportunity again. And by us increasing the good in our life, then inshallah all the more reason that these actions will be accepted. Because if one we faulted in, maybe we hit it right on another one. And remember why we need to do as much good as possible, because absolutely no individual has any fathom or any idea of which is the action that truly earns us the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When we look at the narrations of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we find narrations of people who did just one good deed that may have seemed insignificant to everybody, and may have also seemed insignificant to the people doing it at that time. But that one action was enough and sufficient to earn those people eternal salvation in the year after. Just that one good deed was enough to secure their entrance into Jannah. And yet those people, the moment they were doing it, they never had any idea whatsoever of what would be the outcome of that action. The famous incident where the Prophet ﷺ described a traveler traveling in the midst of the desert, boiling hot, the day, he was sweating, he was tired, he was exhausted, all his provisions were exhausted, he had reached a great and intense level of fatigue, and he spots a well in the distance, and he makes it there, sweating, tired, dehydrated, and he goes to that well, he goes in, he quenches his thirst, he refreshes himself, he washes himself up, he cools himself down, he rests, and now he wants to continue his journey. So he comes out from the well and he's about to set off again on his journey with nobody else in civilization around them, and then he sees a dog coming, panting. And this dog is thirsty, this dog is searching in the ground, the dog is hungry, the dog is also feeling the heat and the pangs of thirst. So the man looks at this animal and he thinks to himself, I know what I was experiencing just a few moments ago. I was able to go into the well and quench my thirst and sort myself out. What is to become of this one animal? He took pity on an animal. At that time he had no idea what lay in store of him. He never thought further than that moment. This man went back into the well. He removed the sock that he was wearing. He wet it with water. He drenched it with water. He came out and he quenched the thirst of a dog. An animal, not a human being, not a believer, not a pious person, an animal. He quenched the thirst of an animal and he continued on his way. Little did he know that that one action was sufficient for him to earn Allah's mercy. Little did he know that thousands of years later we'll be sitting in Masjidul Hilal and talking about him and his action. That's the level of acceptance. Thousands of years ago, he did something in the midst of the desert with no media around him, with nobody to amplify the good deed. As I said earlier, that belittle little the action in your own mind, and Allah will magnify it in the heavens. Allah will amplify it to the whole world. And Allah will bring it to you the day you need it the most, when you stand before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So nobody knows which is that deed that is going to earn them the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we all need to continue making effort. Every action, big or small, make sure you do them all. Keep that in mind. Every single deed. You got something big you are part of, make sure you go the whole way. Something small, something simple, don't belittle. Don't think, oh, that small action, I mean, what am I going to get from that small action? I'd rather be involved in the big things. No, you need to keep every avenue covered. Sometimes we put in all our hopes on one big thing that we did, but we forget in another 100 opportunities we get to do something small, and yet those could be the ones that could earn us eternal salvation. I'm not saying now we should be decreasing and don't get involved in big things. No, involve yourself in everything. You know, like how in business they say, don't put all your eggs in one basket. That means don't put everything in just one investment. It could fall down. Spread your investments. Put it in different ways. You don't know which is the one that's going to hit right. I don't know right now whether it's the best time to mention Bitcoin or not, but once upon a time, that was the place to be. Everybody wanted to be there. But don't put everything in one place, even there too, because nothing is guaranteed. But sometimes when you spread it out everywhere, then the one that hits right, you're the one that's smiling. Similarly with our good deeds. Invest everywhere. Invest in your year after wherever you possibly can, in whatever way you can. And inshallah, these deeds will be accepted and they will truly be of benefit for us when we stand before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all the understanding. But quickly to recap the ways that we can inshallah make an effort after doing good, that it is accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is number one, you need to belittle that action in your own mind. Stop lording our own praises. Stop getting ahead of ourselves. Do the action, move on, find something else, and try and exert yourself more to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So number one, belittle the action. Number two is that we need to have the fear that that action could not be accepted. Maybe we did something wrong along the way. And number three, what we need to do is have great hope that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepts that action from us. And we need to beg Allah that Allah accepts whatever we do. And number four, we need to continue doing as much good as we possibly can. Because every one of us only have one chance at life. There's no repetition of this life in this world. There's no coming back once you leave this world. You only have one opportunity. Do the best that you can. And I will end on this note. It's slightly different to the topic itself, but maybe it will be a means of inspiration for each and every one of us. They say that it is only when you sit down to write your will that you realize that the only person that's not benefiting and that's not a shareholder is you yourself. Because what is truly yours is that which you parted with and that which you already spent. What you're leaving behind is for others. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all the understanding. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.